I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Many of us at one time or another have benefited from a kind word of encouragement when we're going through difficult struggles. And that's especially true for individuals caught up in the throes of addiction. In this latest installment of the OA Chronicles, independent producer Nadia Ramlagan highlights the first organized effort in Kentucky to do just that.
On a cold winter's night in February, a small group of women are gathered in a casual office space.
The last two offices on the left are ours. Telephone recovery support is in here, and Sharon, our executive director, is down there.
All eyes are glued to a smartphone lying on a desk in the middle of the room.
On its charger, it is an ancient iPhone. Like, from...
Four?
Yes.
These women are here to learn how to make phone calls to strangers.
And they can't see your face, so they don't know if you're like...
Yeah.
What do I say next?
But this is not telemarketing or even political campaigning.
My name's Amber. I am working on 3 years clean and sober.
Amber is among the initial class of volunteers to take part in Telephone Recovery Support, a new program that aims to fill the gap in long-term support services for people battling addiction. Studies have shown that people who receive phone calls are less likely to use drugs or have substance-related problems, like getting a DUI or getting arrested.
People that have been clean for a long time and in meetings and stuff, they always say, you know, you only keep what you have by giving it away. Well, the main thing in my life right now is that I'm clean and I'm sober and I am a productive member of society. So the only way that I know to give that away is to volunteer.
There are currently little to no options for men and women needing an anchor or a caring voice as they work to stay in recovery. That situation is about to change, thanks in large part to the efforts of this woman.
I'm Amanda Fallon Bennett. I'm the Vice President of Voices of Hope, and I am the Program Director of our Telephone Recovery Support Program.
A light bulb went off for Amanda after visiting similar programs last summer in the Northeast. She knew Lexington needed more resources for long-term recovery.
So we have a system where we all know that substance use disorder is a chronic disease, but so much of our money that goes into treatment is for really acute periods. So we help people in crisis stabilization, or sometimes we help people for 30 days, and then we let them go. And even from a financial perspective, if you want to protect your investment, all the money the healthcare system puts into treatment, it's Voices of Hope's opinion that what we really need to protect that investment is to help people stay in long-term recovery with recovery support services.
Amber says she could have benefited from a weekly phone call just like that.
For me, if I would have had someone, when I was in early recovery, just call me and say, hey, what's up? You know, how are you doing today? Is there anything I can do to help you? Like, I would be able to talk to that person.
Amber has been making calls for a few weeks now, but in the beginning, she was nervous.
I was scared that I couldn't keep the conversation going, you know, like that was my biggest fear, is there's going to be a dead silence and I don't know what to say. And what if the person doesn't want to talk to me? What if they are just like, why are you calling me? And, you know, whatever.
Those feelings quickly passed, and it dawned on her that exchanging words wasn't the important part of conversations.
In the training, I was told that, you know, you don't have to fix everything. So that's kind of what I want to do sometimes, is just tell everybody, well, you can go here and you can do this. And, you know, what about this place? Have you tried to do this? But that's not always what people need. They don't need feedback. They just want you to hear and not judge them for what they're saying and not call a PO or not call a social worker or nothing like that. Like, they just want to be heard.
Reporting for WUKY News, I'm Nadia Ramlagan.